Thank you for taking the time to listen to our weekly service. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we ask that you pray and see what God would have you give. Now let's get to our sermon for today.
I don't know if you've noticed this or not, if you study and read the Word of God, that God speaks a lot about wisdom throughout the Bible. And He has picked a book called the Book of Proverbs, which is all about wisdom. The whole book, that's the main subject of it, is wisdom. And we're going to look at this subject today in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1. Now, if you notice on the sheet there that I have AMP, that stands for Amplified Version. So I wanted you to be aware of that in case you're looking at your Bible at the same time. The reason why I used Amplified specifically for this is, now the Amplified basically is the King James Version. But what they do is they, in parentheses, they keep adding stuff, and that's what the Amplified means. And more or less, it's like a commentary effect. So when you read it, they add that, letting you know that that's not part of Scripture, but this is something to help you understand what the verse is saying. And that's why I picked this, because it brought the meaning out so well. But in Proverbs 5:1, it says, "My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Godly wisdom learned by actual and costly experience, and incline your ear to understanding of what is becoming and prudent for you." Have you ever noticed that some people, a bolt of lightning has to hit them to get them to do something for the Lord or to learn something? Something drastic in their life has to happen. They don't take it in week after week, day after day like they should. And we're going to look at that this morning, that God is teaching us here to learn from many sources. And God is also teaching us of what He wants us to learn from His Word. And I want us to look at what this verse has to say this morning about wisdom. And the first thing, point number one, is that God mentions here is to be attentive. To be attentive. When God speaks to us through His Word, learn from it. Cause yourself to listen and to listen closely. Take something in. Be attentive to everything God says, because He is speaking to each one of us. Now, He speaks to each one of us different. And sometimes what I get out of the message and what you get out of the message might be two different things. But that's great. That's what God's all about. He works in mysterious ways. God is using Solomon to write this book. And Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived on the earth. And I don't know if you've ever thought about this or not, because I like reading between the lines sometimes. I like looking at things. But I believe Solomon had wisdom before God blessed him with wisdom. Now, why do I think that? Because what did he ask for? Wisdom. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask. God blessed him with wisdom way beyond what he had. But he apparently had some wisdom to start off with, to be able to be such a young age and ask God when he could have asked anything. It reminds me of this goofy commercial where the guy has, I forget what was it, a genie or whatever. He says, "I want $100 or $1,000 or something."
Yeah, $1,000,000.
Yeah, so he ends up with 100 deer. You got to be careful what you ask for. Got to be careful what you ask for. Here's another way of way this verse comes out. "Thus said the Lord, attend and bow thy ear. Not only hear what is said and read what is written, but apply thy mind to it and consider it diligently." That's what attentive means. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it says this: "My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are," listen to this now, "life unto thee that find them, and health to all their flesh." God's saying, you take these and you become attentive and you start paying attention to this and you start using it. Guess what? You have a great blessing. God blesses. God works in your life. Now, you know from past experience, I stress this a lot. As much as I want to encourage you that God will do all these neat things for you, I'm not a prosperity preacher. Life will continue with problems. It's never going to go away. But there's a big difference when you go through it with the Lord, trusting in Him, than it is when you're not trusting in Him, trying to do it yourself. And that's what I'm getting at, and that's what this verse is saying. Do not wait for a bolt of lightning to hit you, to change, and all of a sudden, yeah, now I see it, because something drastic happens in your life. And unfortunately, things have had happen in people's lives that I know of personally, big things, that finally drew them closer to the Lord. That's what I'm talking about, the bolt of lightning. Don't wait then. Be attentive now. Learn now and do something about it. Every Sunday, every time you get your devotion book, your daily Bible reading. By the way, there's new ones there for anybody who wants some. There for what month does that start, Don? Okay. For any of you that don't have it, they're free. Sometimes they don't think Christians know how important this is. Be looking for wisdom of God to change every chance you get to be attentive. Take in every word. Ask God, what is this for me in my life? When you come in here, God, prepare yourself before you even come in here and ask God to show you something that you can leave with, that you can be closer to the Lord. The next thing, point number two, he says here, is to learn from it. Now we have actual experience. Many things in our lives we learn from, like people who have made bad choices, and we've seen it from afar off, or we know it, and we go, wow, you know, look what they did. I don't want to get caught up in that, so I've learned by watching them. Co-workers, family, friends, that all have had made bad mistakes and paid for it. Take heed from their mistakes and grow in wisdom so you don't make the same mistakes. Above all, learn from fellow Christians. Above all, learn from fellow Christians. Some of us have learned things the hard way, even as Christ. And I want to let me tell you, I have learned a lot of things the hard way. I wish I could go back and change things. And then it talks about costly experience. God is teaching us here to learn from the mistakes we've done, because they are costly, are they not, when we don't do it the right way? When we don't follow God the right way and do it? It turns out God may eventually, we may turn to Him, but what did it cost us before we made that turn? What disasters happened in our lives before we made it? Learn from your wisdom that you already have. All of us have some wisdom. We've learned some things in life already. Apply what you know already and learn from them and apply them and go to the Lord. Be attentive with it. Some of us have the wisdom and we just don't use it. And most of us learn wisdom. Hey, listen, just growing up, becoming old, we learn wisdom. My kids tell me all the time I'm mellowed out. You know, my life has changed and all. I cannot tell you how many times I wish I had learned things earlier in life that I know now. I got a lot more to learn. But I believe and I hope I'm learning more and more patience with everything in my life. I try not to get excited. I try. I mean, obviously I fail because I'm human too, just like we talked about earlier. That's why I want you to pray for me and keep me in prayer and all. But I want to learn. I don't want to make the same mistakes over and over again. I want to learn. I want to apply. And there's one thing that I have been noticing. Well, for me personally, this is a little thing that I use in my life that helps me. Every time something starts happening, like I'm going down the road and I'm doing pretty good with my faith, but then I don't go down, but I start fluctuating a little bit. And the first thing I'm learning to say, and this is for me, it may be used the same one, but I keep repeating the phrase, God's in control. God's in control. And I just keep repeating it to myself and encourage myself, God is in control. because I know he is. But I have to remind myself for a moment when I start like this and then get myself straight again. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unabraded not, and it shall be given to him. Now God is telling us a way that we can get godly wisdom. The first thing we have to do to get wisdom is we have to pray. We have to go to him. We have to ask for it. And you have to ask every time something comes up that you may not have the godly wisdom that you need. But he says not only will he give it to you, but he's going to give it to you in abundance. He's going to give you a lot of it if you ask. Solomon did ask, didn't he? Wisdom is, and this is what wisdom is, in case you don't understand it. Wisdom is the exercise and practical use of knowledge. Knowledge is the Word of God. You read the Word of God, that's knowledge. Then you have to learn wisdom on how to apply the knowledge that you've learned. We must learn how to use the wisdom that we have. And I want you to think about something. I know I use some weird illustrations sometimes. I got a good one here. Robin Williams played Peter Pan. I don't know how many of you saw that movie when he played it. He was a lawyer, I think, in the movie. And then he ends up back in the Never Never Land. But he can't fly. Now, he was Peter Pan. He knew how to fly before. Now he's lost all that. Well, in the movie, he's trying to fly. And he can't fly. And they keep telling him, you got to think happy thoughts. Well, he tried to think happy thoughts. And he started to fly. He started going up. And then all of a sudden, he fell back down. You got to think happy thoughts all the time. Well, he finally figures it out and starts flying and being Peter Pan again. That's what God is telling us with faith. You got to apply faith to everything we do. Now, I'm going to quote you a verse here in just a moment. And you got to have that faith continuously. Just like Peter Pan did with the happy thoughts, we have to do with faith. We got to keep applying faith. Because God is telling us here, well, here Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him, cometh to God, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You can never please God without faith. You're never going to get the wisdom without faith, because you got to believe he's going to give it to you. Now I'm going to hit you with something. A verse you probably have known. As a matter of fact, I remember speaking on it before, but not in this context. James chapter 1, verse 6. And you notice that all this stuff with wisdom and asking is all within a couple verses of each other? Listen to what 6 says. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, which the wind and tossed. And let not a man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, you get down and you start praying. And you start asking God to help you. And you need wisdom to solve a problem or something drastically came up. Whatever, your house burnt down. And you need wisdom now. And you know what you do? You start praying. And then a week later you get tired because nothing's happened. And you know the first thing you start doing, you stop praying. And that's waving up and down, up and down. You have not kept the faith. You have not kept what you need. And God says here, let not a man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord that does that. So if you wonder why a lot of times your prayers are not answered, that's because you really don't believe. You believe one moment, then you go down and you give up. Then you come back up. And are we not the greatest prayer warriors when we have the biggest problems in our life? Oh, we know how to pray. And the moment that goes that, and we have a little problem goes in, we don't pray. We don't do anything. We don't go to the Lord. You got to have faith, and it can't be wavering. It can't go up and down. And God makes it pretty strong here. Don't let you think that you will receive anything from me. Why? Because without faith it is impossible to please me. Don't be like a wave tossed up and down. God is not pleased with a double-minded person. And if an answer from God depends on the assurance in God. That's why I keep reminding myself, God's in control, God's in control, God's in control. Because I'm a human being. And I want my prayers answered today. Don't we all? God, I'm in trouble right now. I need a prayer answered right now. I need to part the Red Sea right this moment. But I will tell you this from my experience. When nothing like that happened, and it happened way down the road, when after it happened, when I look back, I went, it makes sense. I see why. Hindsight's 20/20, they say. And then you know what happens? Hopefully, you just grew in faith when you see how God worked and He did it in the right time, even though it didn't seem to be our time at the moment. And just keep saying to yourself. Now, if you got other ways of reminding yourself, use it. God's in control. God's in control. I like always saying this to people. When you pray to God and you tell Him you got a problem, are you surprising Him?
No.
Prayer is not for God. Get that understood. It's for you. And sometimes God, and we've learned this in the past, sometimes God is going to test us. And He's going to allow things to come into our life. He's not the creator of evil, as the scripture says. But He'll let evil come in that was going to come in. Remember with Job. What did Satan say? You won't let me get near Him. That's why He's so good. Okay, I'll let you go this far in. And then later on He said, okay, I'll let you go a little further in. But you can't kill Him. God's always in control. So the biggest thing is we need to have assurance that God can do what He says He can do, which is the Word of God, that's knowledge, and take the wisdom that we can go to God for and really go to Him knowing, I'm going to get it answered, I just don't know when. And it, maybe it's a no. Let him ask in faith, not wavering. Be attentive. Learn everything you can. Put your faith to work. And pray and keep on praying. And keep on talking to God. I try so hard to tell people that prayer is not something formal. I mean, He does say go in the closet. You do see examples of people going on their knees. But you also see examples back in the Old Testament standing at a window looking towards Jerusalem. You can be praying driving down the road in your car or riding on your motorcycle. And I'm going to tell you, I do this a lot. When I'm by myself on the trips going, knowing the way the highways are on a major highway, one day I would love to have enough time to travel someplace and not be under the gun. In a sense that I need to be there, like when I head to D.C., I got to be there sometimes that evening because the next morning I start setting up and I got to get up 5 o'clock in the morning and then get down there by 5:30, quarter to 6, get everything set up. And 90% of the time I'm by myself. I got to set all that up by myself. This year I had Dean go with me, so he helped a lot. And even though he did forsake me in Cherokee, now I think about it, he came down and then he went back for a wedding. And come to find out, the guy that he went back for thought he was going to spend the whole weekend with him, not just that day. So he never did come. He said, forgive me, Glenn, I got to stay here. I can't let him be here with my wife and his family. So I had to tear everything back down. I've done it in the past and do it in the future. You know, I did get evil came up, didn't you? He spent the day with me. I forgot about that. Came up and spent the day with me. He could aggravate me and I can aggravate him. Here's a neat verse to close with. James chapter 3, verse 17. Everybody look at this verse. James chapter 3, verse 17. This ought to really get your heart with what's being said today. It says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to entreat, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. God is going to give you something special when you go to Him in prayer. Listen to those words, though. I mean, to me, peaceably, gentle, not harsh, not hitting you over the head. Remember, we call God our Heavenly Father. He wants to take care of us. He wants to bless us. And like someone once said, God has a tremendous sense of humor. He's got to, because He wants us to do this, and we go through the hard way, just like Adam and Eve. You realize if they never took that apple and ate the fruit from the tree of life, we wouldn't be going, any of this would happen. He's got to have a good sense of humor. He's sitting here, has a way for us, and we keep going these other stupid directions. Get wisdom. It will change your life. And if you do, God's way. And God's way is always the easy way. Didn't Christ say, take my yoke, put it on you? You know, that's the thing they steer the oxen, the horses with. He said, let me steer your life. And if you do it, He says, my burden's easy. It's gentle. Let's pray.
We pray that we have been a blessing to you. For further assistance, call us at 864-270-1472 anytime. Send email to info@stlmm.org or visit our website at www.stlmm.org. Like any ministry, it costs money to operate. Please consider supporting this ministry as God leads you with your prayers and your financial gifts by going to www.stlmm.org and clicking on donations.